Hello, everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And welcome back to Happy Human Club. I'm Soph Mosca. I'm the host of this podcast. And I'm so excited, you guys, because tomorrow I leave to go to LA for the weekend. And I haven't done, well, I was going to say I haven't done much traveling in a while, but I literally went to Europe a month ago. But I just feel like because I day to day don't have like anything really crazy or eventful happening, the days just kind of go by slow. And so the time in between trips feels like really, really long. And it feels like ages ago that I went to Europe, but I guess it was like literally only a month ago. What? I feel like so much time has passed. But anyways, I am going to LA for the weekend, like I said, and my reason for going is that if you guys don't know, which I actually did used to do TikTok back at this point in my life, I had already started, but I danced in college, and at my school in New Hampshire, we go to the college dance nationals competition in Anaheim, California every year. And so when I was on the team, like I went, and the team hasn't gone for the past 2 or 3 years, basically since like the last year I went was the last year they went, which was 2020. And they haven't been since. And it's so crazy because when I went to that, I remember it was like, that was when people first started talking about COVID, but no one knew the severity of it because we had never lived through something like that. And so everyone was like kind of making a joke out of it at first. And I remember my friend on my team, I forget if she like has an autoimmune thing or what. I honestly can't remember, but she had or has a weakened immune system. I don't remember the details behind it. And so her doctor advised her to wear a mask on the plane. And I remember she was wearing one and I wore one too. And we like made a TikTok being like, haha, like, and we felt so silly because we were like the only ones in the airport wearing a mask. And then like literally a few weeks later, it became mandatory. So it was just crazy. But I also remember that while we were there, she actually ended up not feeling well, and this other girl ended up getting really sick as well. And I think they had COVID, like looking back on it, which is really crazy to think about, but they got really sick. And then somebody else on our team got really sick like a few days later after we got back. So I think COVID was like being passed around our team and we just had no clue because it was so, so early on in it all. But that's a tangent. Anyways, so I went to that and they haven't been since because obviously COVID happened. So then the following year, I don't even think they held the competition, or if they did, like my old college didn't go, which was Southern New Hampshire University. And then I think they didn't go again. There was like a coach situation for a while. There like wasn't a coach, blah, blah, blah. And then, so now this year they're going for the first time in a few years, and the coach of the team is one of my really good friends, and she's in grad school, so she's not able to go with the team to California. And also nobody on the team has been to California yet just because of the years that passed. Like everyone that had been had come and gone. So everybody on the team, it's their first time at that competition, and also the coach couldn't go. So I'm not like there's a, someone else going with the team to help them. The old coach is going with the team, like the old coach, the coach that was the coach when I was on the team. There's been like a couple coaches since, but she's going with the team. And then I am going to California to help out where needed. I'm not like going with the team, but I'm going to California to help them, like help them with hair and makeup. And also I would just really love, I mean, I want an excuse to go to California, honestly, or just go anywhere. And, this was the perfect opportunity. And I of course want to see the dance and everything, especially cause it's one of my really good friends' team technically. So that's the reason I'm going to California. But while I'm there, I'm just going to hang out with some friends, and I'm just excited to go there alone. I've never gone and like spent an entire trip in LA alone. I have gone with like my ex-girlfriend, and then I went and visited friends like Alyssa and Mickey and all them. Like I stayed with them in Orange County, but I've never like gone and done like a solo LA trip, and I'm super excited to do it. I'm staying in a hotel I'm familiar with, and I rented a car, and I just like, I'm just very excited to do all my favorite LA things, which are just like very typical like LA things, like nothing unique and crazy. Like I just want to go to Erewhon, and I want to like walk down Abbot Kinney, and I don't know, just like eat the food, drink the coffee, be in LA. Like I'm just excited to go. And that sort of leads me into like what I want to talk about on this episode. And yeah, I guess we can just sort of like hop into it. I don't know like how to really transition, but lately I've just been feeling really unsettled, like unsettled with the unknown of just like life, I guess, and unsettled with questions in my own brain, and just unsettled in my decisions that I've made, like for myself and for my life. And I don't know, I guess I've just been feeling like I know what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, like quote unquote supposed to be doing with my life. And I thought that's what I wanted as well. Like I genuinely thought the path that I was on was like what I was supposed to do now and what I wanted. Like I kind of was like, okay, I'm going to live in Tampa with no end in sight. Like I love Tampa actually, which is true. I love Tampa and I want to stay here forever. And this is my place. And, you know, I was like starting to prep to buy a house in the next year or two. And I started the process of opening a life coaching business and obviously like continuing with social media and being single and dedicating all my time and energy and love to myself. And I directed my life in this way because that's what I wanted or what I thought I wanted. And then I guess just like as it started to happen and unfold, it's just started causing me like stress and anxiety and like frustration rather than excitement and eagerness and things like that. And like these next few steps or these next steps in my life that I've been working towards and working hard on, like these are things that I've been working on for months and in some cases even years, like my life coaching business. Like I went to college. I spent over 4 years in college because I transferred and stuff. Like I've been working on that for years technically. And I don't know, I guess I just started to wonder like, why does it feel wrong? Like why do I sit down to work on my life coaching business and dread it and feel anxiety and feel like I don't want to do this right now? Because it's not that I don't want it, but because I do, but I feel like there's other things that I want first. Like, and so I kind of sat down and was thinking and I was like, okay, what sparks joy for me? And I came up with like a few things, like traveling. I love to travel. I love to see new places, whether it literally just be like going down to South Florida where I've lived, but like just traveling down there for a weekend or, you know, different parts of Florida. So it doesn't have to be anything crazy or just like another state, or I don't mean out of the country necessarily, but that as well, but just traveling in general, like doing things like that. Living in new places and like trying areas out always sparks joy for me. The excitement of being somewhere new and exploring a new city and living in different places is exciting to me and sparks a lot of joy for me. And the freedom to come and go as I please sparks joy for me. Like no real ties that like tie me down to a specific place or a specific lifestyle or anything like that. My career in social media sparks so much joy for me. Like it's literally my dream job. I could not think of a job that I'd rather do. Like I love my career in social media. It's incredible. Being a spin instructor. So I'm not a spin instructor yet, but if you guys have been following along on my vlogs, I was going through an audition process at this place that just opened in Tampa, and I made it through all the auditions. I still have to like pass the certification and everything, but I'm going to get certified. Like I'm going on that few day thing to do so. So I don't see why I wouldn't, you know, get certified, but like that, the thought of being a spin instructor sparks joy for me. It's a dream that I've always thought about, but kind of shoved to the side. Same with like social media. When I was like growing up, I was always like, oh, I would love to do YouTube. Like I would love to do social media, but I just never really thought. I was like, yeah, okay, well, yeah, I'm sure I would love to do that. And then focus on other things rather than social media. And I just lucked out. I got really lucky and I ended up doing it somehow. I just can't believe that I ended up being able to do that. Cause when I tell you it was my dream, I mean it. But like, being a spin instructor is kind of the same. Like once I started spin a few years ago, I was like, I would love to be a spin instructor. But I was always just kind of like, yeah, one day, like maybe, you know, but never like actually took the initiative to do anything about it. But it's a dream that I've always had and that really does spark joy in me. And, you know, going to dance and meeting new people and getting to know people on deeper than surface levels. And the like the thought of like talking stages and dating again is all very exciting and joyful and just sparks so much happiness and joy within me. And okay, so then I took that list and I was like, and now what's been causing me to feel anxious? What do I do? Or like, what is it that when I go to do it, I push it off because I don't feel like doing it or because it feels like a chore? And those things were starting my life coaching business, house shopping, the thought of buying a house in Tampa and getting stuck here before exploring more of the country and the world, and constant routine cycles, like extreme routine. I love routines, don't get me wrong, but it gets to a point where I become robotic, and that's what I've really been struggling with recently, just feeling like a robot, where it's like every day I wake up, I do my workout, I eat my breakfast, I get ready for the day, I make TikToks, I scroll online for ideas, I post on here, I post on there, I film this branded content, I edit that branded content, I send that in, I make lunch, I go run errands, I come back, I walk Augie, I make dinner, I watch a show, I go to bed, over and over and over and over and over again, and I'm alone and I'm alone and I'm alone and I see friends once and then I'm alone and I'm alone, and it's like a constant cycle of routine, an extreme cycle of routine. And as someone who loves routine, my routine is getting too much. Like my life is getting too routine, and that is causing me so much anxiety and so much stress. And I guess I just had the realization that there was another time in my life, kind of recently, where I felt similar to this. And so that was after I was like started getting a following on social media back in like 2019, 2020, and like started to make it my career. I felt like it was time to, you know, take my career to the next step when 2021 was coming around. And at that point in time, what I felt like the next step was my podcast. So I started a podcast, used to be called something else, but it's still the same podcast. And I was so excited because I knew I wanted to start a podcast and that this is like kind of what I should be doing. Like it's the next step for my career. And I really wanted to do it. And then as I started to work on it and as I started to dedicate my time and energy and my life to it, I realized it wasn't even sparking joy. Like it felt like a chore. It felt like a homework assignment that I had to do, but I didn't want to do it. So I kind of put it on the back burner. I revisited it like whenever I felt expired. Yep. Whenever I felt inspired to do so, which wasn't often. And it stayed like that for like almost 2 years, honestly. And then, you know, fast forward, things in my life happened, like my diagnosis and the breakup, and things just shifted in my life. And suddenly I felt ready to take on my podcast again. And it was exciting me again. And I looked forward to writing and recording it, and it became an outlet for me. And I became consistent with it. And now I genuinely, like, I love to record this podcast. And I almost always feel inspired to write and record and post episodes for you all. Like, it's one of my favorite platforms that I do now. And the thing is, I knew, even way back then, I knew I wanted to have a podcast. I knew I wanted that. But the timing just wasn't right at first when I first started it. And I guess that's how I've been feeling lately with my current life and my professional goals and just my aspirations and everything. Like, I think that I know I want them, but just some of them is just like, it's just not, like, not yet. It's just not time yet. And when I kind of, when I realized this, I sort of just started to feel like, I don't know, it made me frustrated with myself, and it made me feel like a failure, and like I'd be letting myself and others down, and like I wasted so much time and money in college just to have my degree go to waste. But the thing is, like, at the end of the day, why does any of that matter? Like, why does it matter if I let others down? Why does it matter if I wasted time and money on a degree that I may or may not use? It doesn't. Like, it genuinely doesn't. Like, those are things that you can't change. You can't go back in time and not spend the money on college. You know what I mean? And you can't change how people might feel about you. You just can't change those. Those are things that are, and there's nothing you can do about them. And the only thing that ever truly matters is that you are living a life that sparks joy, makes you feel happy and inspired and excited to wake up every day. Just like you can be in love with the idea of a person, you can be in love with the idea of a life or a job or a situation. And then when it actually plays out, you realize it doesn't feel like you expected it to feel, or, you know, like, at least not yet. And I think the overall general trend is, like, you need to learn to trust the process. You having that gut feeling that something just isn't fun or exciting or right is your intuition. You have to listen to it. You feel that way for a reason. It is not the path for you at that given point in time, and that is okay. It doesn't have to be now or ever. Like, it just doesn't have to be. And you have to be patient with yourself as you learn these things, because sometimes it's like, it's going to be really frustrating and confusing. For example, like, me with my life coaching business, like, I was so sure, and I planned for so many years, like, 2023, I'm going to start it. And then it comes along, and I start it, and I'm, like, starting to work on it, build the brand so that I can hopefully one day launch it. And I'm like, why is this a drag? Why do I not want this right now? And I sat in therapy and picked apart, am I afraid that it might fail, or that, am I afraid of the work it'll take, or do I genuinely just not want it right now? And I just genuinely, it just doesn't feel right now. And why? What is the point of forcing myself to do it? Because I'm afraid of people being let down, because I'm afraid I'm letting myself down? Like, why? Why does it matter? And at the end of the day, every single thing happens for a reason, and things happen for you. They don't happen to you. Like, everything that happens is for a reason to get you to where you're supposed to be. And every single day is a learning experience and an opportunity. And Sometimes plans are going to go awry for one reason or another, whether it be a chronic illness diagnosis or a breakup, or you're just feeling unhappy in life and or with your plans. Like, the thing is, they're going to shit for a reason. They were not for you, at least not right now, not in this point in time. There is a reason that something isn't working out. There's a reason you feel like you don't want to do something. There's a reason that something that you were looking forward to doesn't feel right anymore. And you, it is your job to recognize that and find the silver linings and be thankful and show gratitude to yourself for not only feeling what you're feeling, but for hearing yourself, hearing your needs, hearing your wants, hearing your desires, and understanding and respecting that your life is playing out in the exact way it's supposed to be. And you, no matter what you do, you can't control it. All you can do is put an effort to fight against it. And all that's going to end up doing is, wasting your time, wasting your energy, and eating away at your happiness and your potential. So, mic drop. Anyways, this was just like literally a rant episode. Like, I was sitting at my pool and I started typing away because I was just like feeling so strongly about this topic. But it was a little bit shorter, but I think that it's still filled with just so much. Like, I just feel so passionately about this right now because I'm just like, literally nothing matters. Like, you just got to do what feels right and what makes you happy. And if that changes every day, then who cares? Like, literally, who cares? Because what people are going to see is a happy person or an unhappy person. And all the details that make you one of the two are for you and you only. And at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to even matter to other people is if you seem happy or unhappy. And even that won't matter to them, but they'll notice it. Like, you notice an unhappy person, you notice a happy person, but then that's it. And it's up to you to decide, do I want to do whatever it takes to be happy, or do I want to do what I think I'm supposed to do and be unhappy? So I'll let you guys sit on that. I love you all so much. I really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will see y'all in the vlogs in LA, but until next time, I will talk to you guys so super soon in the next episode. Bye.